DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Those people are the freaks, man.
Price.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Big Jim.
I told you. What did I tell you? Didn't I tell you? Because I told you.
Samantha.
I am going to have regular sex with you whether you like it or not.
Not another podcast.
All of that, which you won't hear now, but you will hear in the future, because Jim is
Bryce
disgusting.
Why am I the disgusting one? Why?
You come in and you start talking about whore baths.
Whoa, hold on. First of fuck of all, when I shower, it's, or, you know, sort of bathe casually.
If
and when. It's a casual moment, you know, like every 6th or 7th, you know, Saturday of the month. If I need it, or the, you know, whatever. Doesn't matter. But no, Bryce is eating some delicious, I don't know if this is
How do you know?
A countrywide
thing. That could be terrible.
The pizza stick.
They're always amazing.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
the pizza stick, which is available at your, if you're here in the Northwest, at the Fred Meyers, you can get those.
Or Kroger elsewhere.
Or Kroger as well. They are, like, it's like a hot pocket, but it's like more in stick form. And it's just, like, so hot and delicious.
I
love them either when, like, they're fresh or even, like, when they're dry. I don't even give
old.
A fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, like they've been sitting in the...
Doesn't matter. Yeah.
No,
doesn't
always matter.
I like the pizza sticks, but I really miss the pizza pocket.
What's the pizza pocket?
It's basically a pizza stick, but wider.
Yeah.
And there's loads of cheese in it, like tons of cheese, and sausage.
See, I'm bringing your wife in here now. Because I want her.
You're just on
the whole
you
thing.
Want
because
someone you between you and Bryce.
Well, you know, at least some kind. Well, I mean, if I was gonna have anyone,
you put the assassin close to you.
So you do realize I'm the stabby one, right?
Not the stabby. Well, he stabs because he has to. You stab because you want to.
This is true.
But when I came in, you were making her order you a pizza from Roundtable. So
making her, I had asked her politely.
Yeah, because you don't.
After I'd given her a huge bag of candy and treats and love,
the whole big Easter basket early.
I love how you make it seem like, you know, you were doing her a favor. Every day you wake up breathing, you should fucking thank her.
And I do.
No, didn't sound that way.
Yeah, he's usually pretty happy that he's awake and.
Does he rub your feet? The hesitation says no. Hesitation says no. I love that you were like, you know, maybe I'll give him a... No. No, he does not.
Occasionally.
Mm-hmm. Occasionally. Which means not a lot. Does it... I mean, when you come home after a long day's
work... This guy wants his girl to be on his last show?
Yeah. Dude, I rub her legs and her feet and her back. I will wake up in the middle of the night and I will rub a hand across her back. You know, skin on skin. Just like, yeah. I'll hum some songs from...
Are you sure it's her you're touching and not yourself?
Well, it starts with me. And it ends with awesome. But still, you know...
And her going, would you go into the other room if you're going to do that? I'm trying to sleep.
She works part-time, but at the same time, I understand what she does when I'm not there, which is taking care of the pooba, which is our child. And, you know, when your significant other... Should I say your name out loud? Because, I mean, I don't know... I mean,
how much do you want to get stabbed?
So much. Did you hear the last episode? I got stabbed. So many goddamned.
Yeah, we got a gun this time.
How'd you get all the blood out of this fucking carpet at this point?
We know a guy.
We know a guy. We know some people that can get blood out of pretty much anything.
In our business, you have to know people.
I'm afeard. I fear much. But seriously, when you're what your wife, you still work at the hotel?
Yes.
Okay, so
that's her cover.
That's her. Some people check in, they never check out. That's fine. That's fine. But
there
you know,
some that should. There's some that really should.
But when you come up, wow, that's a laugh of knowing right there. That's just like a laugh. It's like, oh yeah, that's kind of funny. Like, no, that you know some other fuckers.
I've met some of them.
So when you come over after a long day's work, do you not want like a nice, like maybe just like 15-minute foot rub as you're watching, like, the end of House or, like, you know, some episode of, you know, Doctor Who or something like, maybe like, give you a little bit of rub. Does he give you what you need, in all honesty?
Yeah.
That sounded tacked on right there. So, James, if you
want to... I really love how you're trying to get me into trouble, and it's not working. You're flailing, man.
No, no, I know how much this woman loves you, but I also know how dangerous she is.
Yeah, and you think if I had screwed up at any point, I'd be here talking to you right now?
You'd be like, so, this is, you know, James is in the bathroom. He'll be there for a while. You don't have to ask any questions, but, you know... In all honesty, it comes down to when you have a significant other. Bryce, you as well. You've got a wife
yep.
that you love and care about. Do you rub her feet yep. when she comes home at the end of the day?
Yep. I try to. Yeah.
You try to?
She's really kicky.
She keeps running away. Come back here. Come back here.
Sit down. Let me rub your feet.
I'm trying to rub these feet. But yeah.
That's why he's all bruised up because she kicks really hard. Yeah. When he gets hold of her feet.
Well, you're so angry when you come in here and you're just trying to, like, you know.
All he wants to do is rub her feet.
Oh, God.
She is kicking like a cat.
Scritchy. Scritchy, if you. Yeah.
Scritchy, yeah.
Scritchy and kicky.
So I don't have any. I have a couple of pets. I have a fish and I have a lizard. But you guys have pets.
A lizard?
A lizard.
A flizzard?
It's a fish lizard. A
well,
lizard.
It's a or lizard. Is it a flying that, it's lizard? A lizard that we got from Dairy Queen. So it's like, you know, it's not an official lizard. It's mostly, you know, ketchup, whatever. but no, I don't have any actual, like,
it's
you
a
know,
hot dog with ketchup legs.
I'm Did you hear that? No, I don't hear anything. Gone. Joke sniper. Done. Problem solved.
Moved on to the next joke.
Yeah, but no. You know, I don't have any four-legged friends that run around in the household. I would love to have... I'm a dog person myself. I don't hate cats, but I've met a few cats that I like. Now, you have... you, James, have dogs and cats. Bryce, you also have... You have mostly dogs. Do you have cats as well?
Wait, hold up. Where's this dog?
Yeah. I don't know where this dog is.
No, I don't have any dogs.
We don't have dogs.
Then who the fuck have I been giving treats to? Every time I come up the stairs, there's a dog at the bottom of the stairs. Like, what's up, bro?
You gotta stop feeding that guy.
His name is Gary.
He's in the kennel for a reason.
Hey, psst, hey, go over here. Yeah. You got
something to eat, man.
You got Jumbo Jack or something there? Yeah. But no,
you're gonna get stabbed if
but
you
no,
keep
you've got
feeding
cats.
Him.
You've got cats.
We have a cat.
Yeah, okay.
A single, solitary.
I thought you had two cats.
Shit.
I thought you had two cats at one point.
No. Bryce has two.
Yeah,
two. I thought you referred to Bryce. Bryce is our other cat.
No,
he's silent. Licks himself a lot.
Eats very little.
No, he's got two cats and, what, four dogs?
Yep.
And a
lizard, a bird.
A crested gecko, or not a crested gecko, but a...
Bearded dragon?
A crested
bearded
gecko.
Bearded dragon, sorry. No, we have a crested gecko.
Oh, crested. Like, I thought you said kind of Christed.
Like
he does a lot of preaching.
Makes
his own food.
Just trying to reach out. PETA asked me to talk about today's show. That's all I'm trying to do. But so, you know, you've got dogs and cats yep. and a lizard, and you guys have cats. I would love to have a dog. I'm a dog-centric. I don't hate cats specifically, but at the same time, I've met
cats
very...
Cats don't like you.
Well, yeah. Well, they love to shit in my shoes, for the most part. I love to put my foot in
What do you do to them?
Well, that's between me and
PETA?
The shelter that I
PETA?
Buy.
The court case is pending.
Should see what they do to some of their animals.
Just try to make a point, but still, either
would
way.
Would you get to it already?
So, what pet would you guys love to have, ideally, if, like, there were no laws, if you had, like...
A dragon.
Wolf.
A dragon wolf?
Yes.
So, like a Falcor had, like, a dragon?
Yes!
Yeah. I am the last of my kind.
Or a dragon that shoots wolves.
Woof! Woof, it just shoots.
Instead of fires, just wolves.
Flaming wolves. Come on.
These are your friends, Bree. These are your friends. How do you feel about this? Letting them into your house?
I'm pretty good with it.
She's kind of stuck with the family, so.
Yeah.
She's got no choice.
Yeah.
Bree, well, Okay, with him, she's got no choice. With me, okay, it's always up in the air.
Let's do this then. First pet you ever had. Bree, we'll start with you. Bree was the first pet you ever had. Fish, cat, dog, James, whatever it was that you referred to as your first actual pet.
Or do you mean the most difficult pet? Because James would definitely be the most difficult.
Yeah. No, she handles him well. She handles him. He lives in constant fear. And he waits for his bowl to be filled before he actually says shit. So Bree, what was your first pet?
Probably a rabbit.
You had a rabbit?
Yeah.
Now, did you live in like a farm institution where, like, you know, institution? We're all the
there was an institution involved because she had to get her training from somewhere.
We're a bunch of corn singling. She's like, medication time. It's medication time. Thank you, Monsanto.
A bowl of corn.
Have you ever eaten rabbit?
No.
I have eaten rabbit meat.
Yeah.
I bet it was delicious.
Rabbit is really tender and delicious. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. That rabbit had one day left to retirement. So that's either
it was getting too old for this shit.
But where did you get this rabbit as a pet?
A pet store that was near our house. I was probably 7, 6, 7.
Okay. Because I also had a rabbit as a pet, and my dad won it at a county fair because they had that thing where you had the ping pong balls, and you would throw them into various bowls, and it would land at the goldfish thing. But there was like one goldfish raised above, and if you dropped one in there, you won the grand prize, which was a rabbit. And I never saw a more disappointed look on my dad's face.
Just wanted to get the kid a fish.
Fucking full on, like, just like Steph Curry, like 3-point shot, dropped it, goes in there. Congratulations. He's like, fuck! Like, I never hear my dad swear much, but when he said that, just like, I get a rabbit. He's like, yeah, and I get a fucking headache for the rest of my goddamn life. But I mean, rabbits are cute. They're cool. They're awesome, you know?
Yeah, it was very cool.
Skittish, what was it, bitey, the name of your rabbit? Scratchy.
Summer.
James, your first pet?
The first one I can recall was a dog. It was a husky. I'm not sure exactly what the mix, but it was part husky. All white, named Dizzy.
Nice.
And she used to dance with you. She'd get up on her hind legs and put her paws on your shoulders and dance with you.
See, in my head, all I see is like the end of, Dirty Dancing, where it's just like, you know, your dog and Patrick Swayze.
Yeah, the dog lifted me up.
Patrick Swayze's like, come on. The dog, like, on all fours, like, galloping towards him, and then leaps.
No, it was reversed. The dog was Patrick Swayze.
Oh, so he was Patrick Swayze in the air.
The dog would lift you up in the air, spin around.
I had the Labrador of my life.
Fantastic dog. Couldn't ask for a better dog. Just so gentle and really protective of her family.
You said how gentle? Like, you know, when you put the peanut butter on your Jenny's? Like,
well, I was like 6, so that didn't even occur to me, you sick fuck. This is all because of Harrison Ford, isn't it?
Come on, just let's leave.
I think we need to get this out.
Hey, he's going back to the scene of the crime, all right?
I'm a detective.
He hasn't left.
He's purposely going back.
Bryce, okay, let's
good game.
You guys are dicks. I'm trying to form a thing.
No, Dizzy
Bryce,
was...
Bryce, your first pet. Which one was yours?
It was a cat.
It was a cat? What was the name of the cat?
Felix.
Felix.
Yep.
And what kind of cat was it? Was it a calico or...
Angry?
No, he was a tabby.
Okay. And did you get like from a like a
pet store?
Pet store?
Yeah, pet store. Bryce was really young.
I was like 3.
I feel like
maybe.
You're like Bryce's like spokesman. Like, you
well,
know,
she,
no,
she
Bryce,
was there,
shh,
so.
Shh, I'll take care of this. Don't worry about it.
Well, I remember it because I was older. I was like 8.
Yeah, I was like 3. 10, 8.
So how long have you known Bryce?
All his life.
Wow. So, like, when like you're being conceived, you're sitting there just like, yep. Shit. Look at a little clipboard and a piece of paper. Just like, mm-hmm, yes. Penis enters vagina. Clock 5:17. We're just going to knock
that.
5:18. They're finished.
Yes. How dare you, sir? No, my first dog, my first pet was a dog, and his name was Bo. And he was like a mutt. Like, you couldn't really tell what kind of dog he was. And I was so lazy as an owner, I wouldn't take him for walks. I would basically just open the back door of the house and be like, there you go, Bo. And he would just run. And then, I don't know, we'd leave. We'd
hope go, he comes back.
The sun goes down. Exactly. The sun goes down. Open the door. Let Bo out. Maybe he'll scratch the back door when the sun comes back up. Maybe not. We don't know. It's kind of a thing. So.
Best pet that you ever owned?
His name is James. And I love him still to this day.
He's only partially house trained.
Partially, exactly. No, I would say best pet. It's not specifically mine, but Malia, my girlfriend, my wife to be, my fiance, which I hate to use that term, but my fiance, my gay French
baby mama.
Significant other. She had a crested gecko, which is like a small, like, it's like a salamander with like little horns on it or whatever. And she was the color of pumpkin pie, and she was adorable, and she was very docile. And you'd pick her up and like, sort of pet her, and she would wrap her little tail around your fingertip, and you'd sort of like, you know, pet her and stuff. And she was really nice. So that of all the pets that I've ever had, I would say that was the one that I loved the most. Actually, no, hold on. Loading, please wait. There was also...
Just burst into flames.
Because I felt like, you know, if I mention any previous girlfriends that I had and their
pets...
We
just want to know the pets, man.
Okay, well, there was a dog named Clyde, which was a runt Great Dane. And Clyde was a Merlequin Dane, which means it was black, white, and gray. And it had two different colored eyes. It was deaf and dumb as the fucking day is long. I swear to fucking God. Like, you play the little game, you pick the ball up and you throw it. It would not only just, like, leave, but it would actually, like, you know, do, like, little, try to figure out where the fuck the ball went and, like, trying to, like, you know, analyze that whole thing. I love that dog so much because she was so simple and so stupid. And you had to, it wasn't so much like, you know, she was your pet. She wasn't there to protect you. You were there to protect her. Even though she was she's like a mini horse. I loved her as the day was long. And when she passed away, after my ex-girlfriend and I had broken up, she's like, you know, it's getting close. Clyde's going to pass away. You should maybe come back around. I'm like, you know what? I don't want to go back there and see where she is now. I want to remember her as she was at that time because she was just so magical. She would stop. I would take her for walks. I would love to take her for walks because she would stop traffic because she was such a unique animal in that way. Mm-hmm. And I just wished that I could, you know, keep her alive in some way. But when she passed away, that's what it was. I didn't want to see her at the end. I just want to remember her as she always was.
Bryce, what about you? Favorite pet?
What dogs have
you had? I think I know, but...
Probably. Yeah. That would be the husky that I had named Timber. He was. I'm trying to find a picture.
He was a
good
dog. So,
did you introduce Bryce to James? Because I kind of feel like you knew Bryce before you knew James.
Yeah. Are you not aware that they are brother and sister?
We are related. Yes. Bryce and I are related.
No way.
Yeah.
Let me see IDs. Bring them out. No way. No. Really? Like no.
You didn't know that?
Sister.
Big sister. Little brother.
Like, I mean, I knew that you tolerated Bryce being here, but I didn't really... Are you fucking... Well, okay, so wait, no. Go back... Y'all listening right the fuck now. Go back in there and
Revelation.
Just...
We've said this over and over and over again on the show. Has it just...
Dude, when I call you, when I refer to James or Bryce, I refer to you guys as my brother, but I refer to that in a metaphorical sense. I mean, as in, you know, you're not like, you know, brother by blood, but brother by association. I didn't realize that you guys are fucking... Wait, what?
Yes. We are related. He is my sister? Blood brother.
Brother.
Big sister, brother little brother.
Brother-in-law to him.
Husband to me.
And
Do you follow that? Do you need it drawn out?
Can you hear the finger gestures at that point? Because apparently I'm the only one that's like... Split. I had no fucking clue. Like, really?
My maiden name is Wolf.
Is that why you love to kill?
No, they grew up in a...
She hesitated, which means... Well, yeah. how do I tell this like potential target?
It's a happy side effect.
That's the name of the fucking show. Happy right there. Effect. The happy side effect. Write that shit down right now. God fucking damn. Really? I had no fucking clue. Like, I mean, I thought you guys were, you know, kind of, you know, Bryce would come over. Because, I mean, I never, every Thanksgiving I came to, Bryce, you were never there. You know? Of course, I never invited you guys either over either way. But it just, that just blows my fucking mind. So you guys are fucking, really?
Yes.
Yes.
Are you guys just fucking with me right now?
No.
Because
I
mean, you know how easy that is? Because I'm just like a simple animal and shit?
No, he really is my brother. We are related.
Much like Donald Trump, I want to see some.
He's been doing this show like 3 years with
I
us.
Know.
The one time
you've
I
known
asked,
me.
The one time I asked Bree to sort of sit in the fucking like in the shotgun seat, sort of hang out and talk to us, suddenly I find.
Honey,
out
you can put the shotgun away. I don't think you're gonna need it.
Tonight. No, it's to my head. It's to my head. I have to just maintain smiles, otherwise my
trigger's gonna get pulled.
Shotgun candy go in mouth. Bad day for Jim. I had no fucking clue. Like, seriously?
Yes. Seriously.
Yes.
Bryce is like so annoyed. Yes.
Yes, God. Jesus. We said over.
All right, well.
Someone's going to get stabbed if he doesn't move on.
Jeez.
I just, I'm that floored by the whole thing. Because I've been coming over here and hanging out with you guys for the longest time. I just assumed that James and Bryce were friends through some, you know, random happenstance.
Yes, her.
Let's not, no, don't you dare. But still, you know, just I didn't realize that there was a direct blood correlation between you and Bryce.
Yeah.
Which, okay, this kind of explains the fact that both Bryce and Bree
knew about the cat.
Kind of bred to kill little bit. Just like, you know, just able to, you know, Bryce.
Part of a CIA breeding program.
Bree-a-beaties. Holy shit. I just opened up a whole new fucking Pandora's box of shit.
And they're going to close it for you.
Yeah, no. I'll never see the door close. I'll hear a sound. Like, what's that? And I'll fall to the floor, and then that's it. That's the end of days.
It's when you
Holy
get
shit.
Folded up into a duffel bag.
Yeah. Wow! The cloud of non-fucks-given.
So matter-of-fact way, she just went, yeah.
I kind of feel like I just like, you know, eyes wide shut. Like you walk into like that one room, like everyone's like, you know, having like weird random orgies and shit. These two have like just shotguns, just like poised as the door opens. Like, Jim, guess what? It's your last day, and that's it. And James and Bree are just like, you know, I'm sorry, Bryce and B.
Bree.
What did I say?
B.
Well,
how's that shotgun feel against your temple?
It's so cold. So cold.
It'll warm up real quick.
But again,
on fire today.
You know, I was planning on leaving Portland on April 19th, but apparently today's,
much sooner.
Today's my last fucking day. Cheapers, creepers. I never knew.
Now you know. Knowing's half the battle.
No. Half the battle is getting to the door.
And no, that's all of the battle.
It'll stop the fucking buckshot that goes through that door.
I don't use buckshots. I use slugs. Fuck that. If I'm making a hole
I feel you guys
all
had this
way through. Yeah.
Do you hear how casually you talk about taking people's lives? I know, it's going all the way through. Yeah, you're right. What the French toast? I thought we were friends.
Yeah, up until you announced you were leaving.
Again, it's
pissed
not,
her
it's,
off
it's
so
not,
bad.
It's not a choice that I'm making easily. I want to stay here. I want to.
Oh, she's going to make you stay.
Well,
part of you is going to stay.
The meat part. The spirit can go anywhere.
Wherever.
Because you can't destroy energy. It can only be redispersed.
I saw the trophy case where she's going to mount your stuffed body.
How many other big gyms have been on another podcast?
What is it, 7, 8?
Something like that. I lost track.
Bree, I used to like you, and now I live in constant fear that you will end my days. just shrug.
Bryce's laugh, though, was like the exclamation point on
it. He's like, so many other gyms did the same thing.
They all did.
You're not the first. Damn. You certainly won't be the last.
Okay, then. Okay, let me ask you this question then. So, James, how did you come into meeting both Bree and the silent killer, Bryce?
Did you forget his name?
I didn't want to say it out loud because I hear...
He'll make you remember.
It's like Bloody Mary.
Close your eyes and say, Bryce Abides. And then like, you open your eyes and there's a shotgun in the mirror facing you. So when did you guys all meet, like, you know, as a group?
Bree I met in college.
M-E-A-T, by the way.
Oh, that came much
so
later.
So wait, you met Bree before you met Bryce?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We met in college.
What was your major?
Radio broadcasting.
Nice. So you know, you already targeting James for the most part.
Well, I walked in. The crosshair was like.
So when I come into the studio, there's always a red light on my forehead, like, you know, the Predator or whatever.
It's really
like,
weird, but okay. I mean, I'm new to radio.
Okay, whatever.
Weirdly enough, the only studio ever had the crosshairs.
And what was your major? Was it the same?
Radio.
Yeah. Yeah. So what was Bryce? Were you at the same college or?
No, Bryce just, and I didn't meet until
Bryce was like special service like somewhere
7 years
know.
After,
something like that.
Yeah,
yeah. He was like, you know, killing fucking terrorists in various
countries. Bree and I were friends for like 5 years before we even started dating.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, so okay, let me ask you this then: what was when it, first moment when you went when James met Bree? When, explain that moment. Let me paint that picture for me and for the listeners. When did you and Bree, you know, like you see her across the way, you know, she's field stripping like an AK-47, and you're just sort of like, or like maybe sharp.
I didn't learn about that for a little while.
A victim or whatever, like you know.
I was keeping that part hidden from him for a while before he ever found out.
You just like see you on like a website, just like you know, she looks
really familiar.
She has killed so many of my classmates. Look to your left, look to your right.
Most of you will not make it
to graduation.
Oddly enough, that's actually true.
So no, so okay, James, when was the first time that you saw Bree, and what was your initial reaction to seeing this assassin, taker of lives, killer of souls? Assumer of souls, I would say.
Assumer of souls.
Yeah.
Honestly, I don't remember much of anything. I was too psyched about getting
so
into...
So the Rohypnol had taken effect.
Yeah. No, I was too excited to... I had worked really hard to get into the radio program. Like for.
What was the class you guys met at?
I think it was the introduction to radio class.
I think it was
The radio program we went through, every class was in the same classroom.
The same classroom with...
Just rotating teachers. So every day we would meet in this classroom.
Which school is this?
Mount Hood.
Mount Hood Community College.
And
assassin
terminal,
training grounds.
Ending grounds. You know, just, you know, was it built over like an ancient Native American, like, you know,
No.
Field,
that was
or?
To the north. Yeah, that's where
so
the poltergeist.
When was the first time that you saw James? Like, when was the first time that you acknowledged
same time
him?
I saw her.
As a,
that same time.
You know, but you know, when is it? You know, you realize, you know, I might want to fucking let this guy kind of hang out with me for a hot minute and maybe let him sharpen my Vorpal blade.
5 years after we met.
Yeah, we started dating 5 years after we met, but we were friends up until that point. So,
what drew you guys together as friends?
Her boobs.
James, stop tap dancing around the fact. Just, you know, bring it in here. Okay, so obviously Bree's boobs, amazing, spectacular, enough to bring you in there. Bryce, your thoughts the first time that you realized that James was now interested in your family member. How did you feel?
I didn't really know they were dating until after a while.
You were already, you know, busy, like, you know,
I figured out
your
that
unit
if
got
she was
up for another fucking, you know,
when I learned that she was an assassin, I figured the whole family was. So I had to ease into everything.
Yeah,
wait a minute, you're an assassin. Trust me, sweetheart. If you were on my target, we would not be talking.
Well, I figured that out very quickly.
It was definitely best to ease him in to the family before anything happened.
That was just like, you know, yeah.
You know what that means.
So, do you feel comfortable, like, you know, every day? Like, do you... You should rub her fucking feet, like, right now. Like, seriously. Like, trust me. She will end lives.
See, the thing is
I'm trying to get
when I was. It's not going to happen.
It's not. No.
So long as you keep planning to leave, it's not going
to
happen.
Again, like, okay, I'm leaving to
take. Coward.
I'm leaving to take care of my mother. Coward. That's the most important thing.
You're
do
running.
Do I want to leave the one place where, like, you know, honestly, the most amazing things in my life have ever happened?
Yeah.
Where the best part of Jim has ever, like, sort of come out?
Yeah.
Where I don't have to... And going...
Just stop, man. You're just digging a deeper hole.
Just trying to get all, like, Johnny Hughes, like, a heartfelt, just like... And Bryce is like, you know, going through his, like, Facebook, just like, no, fuck him. Fuck him.
Well, Jim's fuck him. Bryce He's is over dead. There going, Jim's dead to me, so I don't even know why.
Oh, you're still alive? What?
Oh, you're still here? And breathing?
Okay, so then holiday. Easter is coming up. Easter is coming up.
You know, Master of Segway.
It's a rebirth. Just try to stay alive, bro. Just try to stay alive. I survived the stabbing.
I don't know how you can think with
show.
Her keep pushing the barrel of that shotgun into your head like
she
that.
She has a gun that shoots knives. You just have like a knife. She has a gun that shoots knives. She's sharpening a knife with a gun right now as we touch. She's like, schlink, schlink. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. He was sweet. Yeah. What else? So, Bryce, you...
So, apparently
what was Easter like for you guys as kids growing up? Like, did you guys
they didn't hunt for Easter eggs. It was grenades.
No. The bunny ran
it was live
for its
grenades
goddamn life.
To be fast.
There are 20 live grenades! You have 10 seconds!
Go!
You open up your Easter basket, and there's all these
tick,
grenade pins. Put them back in there, or otherwise it's your last Easter ever. So what was the holidays like for you guys, like, growing up?
Fairly traditional, I guess.
Wow, egg okay, hunt, that's...
It was a good Christmas tree. When they got a new gun, or knife, gun.
Did you decorate a gun? Like, it was like an AK-47? Did you, like, put tinsel on, like, various decorations?
No, it was a 50-cal sniper rifle on a stand.
I always saw Bree as, you know, she's like the quiet and patient one that puts up with
Jesus. She's always been the quiet and patient one.
You know, and now I come to find out that, you know, you've got that same ice fucking water running through your veins that Bryce has. Cheapers,
hers,
creepers,
hers
lemons.
Is more
creepers.
Like a cold tap water.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So you could take that, you just gonna let him say that?
Yeah.
I can't pit them against each other. I'm just...
They are united.
I'm trying to put the target on somebody else, and I'm not doing very
it's
well.
It's just getting bigger
I
on you.
I need some fucking help here. Come on,
you're,
man.
You're on your own, man. You dug the grave.
All
you might as well...
by myself. Don't want to
swing
get shot.
Low, sweet chariot.
We are learning so much. I figured, like, we'd bring you down here, and, like, what was, like, the main topic we were going to talk about? God again, or abuse, which is what I want to talk about on the last show.
Well, you're getting plenty of it.
No, now I'm living in constant fucking fear that now I thought I just had one, Bryce, who met us at the door at his house with wearing several guns as a shirt.
Three
guns. Yeah, three. He's like, just three guns.
To be
just,
exact.
Yeah.
Actually, wait. You had three guns? I only saw the one.
That's all you needed to see.
Oh, okay. Jesus. Did you hear her? Just so casually. That's all you need to see. That's all you need to see. You need to see the one. That tells you to go the fuck away. Jesus is
last
not
time
here.
We went over to Bryce's house to record, Jim wouldn't go to the door because he was afraid. And Bryce still, like, flanked us and scared the crap out of Jim. And he wasn't even wearing a gun.
I pooped a little. Well,
I know. I smelled it all the way home.
I know what the average amount of poop is for a pair of pants.
I was wondering who shook that down their pant leg. Figured it was you.
We have found our fourth on Not Another Assassination. God damn it. And here's the thing. You and Malia will get together, get along so much. So, what was that, Bryce? I couldn't hear that. One more time? Did you do that, the thing?
I didn't.
No, that, we're saving that.
Okay. I heard a cracking. I thought that was your neck. Not was that yet. Just like the sofa? But no, Malia, like, when we met, I've said this before, but when we met, I was a porn clerk, and I thought, like, you know, that was, like, you know, the trump card, like, you know, hey, I work a crazy job, and this, that, and the other. And she's like, I cut up fucking human beings and pull out their organs, you know, for an internship. She's not even getting paid to do this, but she does it gleefully and happily.
You mean you don't do that for fun?
No.
Oh.
No, because I want to keep these innards where they're in. I want to keep them in.
You're doing a port.
Everybody's hobby.
I don't know how to feel. So is that door locked? I've never been this far away from your front door in my entire fucking life than I am right now.
It's so close.
It's
and you're
unlocked,
never gonna make it.
But I'm not going to. Yeah.
Never.
All I'm
ever
doing is exposing my back. For the most part. So were you guys trained like? Who was your grandfather? Ra's al Ghul? Like, you know, who was it that is? How is it?
They got their training in Nanda Parbat.
Did you have to crush a blue flower into a bowl and then, like, you know, fight a bunch of, like, you know, like hallucination ninjas, like, to become who you are? Because
that's the family reunion.
They're so casual about how cold they are. They're like, no, we're humans. We've got feelings. We need to do stuff like draw breath.
You say bury it down.
I said no, you don't. But bury it down sounds better.
Another title for the show, Bury It Down.
Bury It Down, yeah. Otherwise known as
Bury It Down
Jim's last show. Before his last show.
Clown shoes.
Yeah, no. That was my attempt to send a request to the police.
Please help.
Please. Daddy needs... You didn't even see my hands move. Yeah.
Why are you trying to blink SOS? We can fix that. I mean, we can take those eyelids off. You don't need them.
Wait, you actually have a... Holy shit, that's a fucking big... Okay, just...
still have that big-ass knife.
Show me... You know what? No, you don't.
He goes into his kit of knives and guns.
Which has a fucking Deadpool logo on the front. I'm sorry. Won't need that. Were you planning on skinning some humans later on today?
Just one.
Her reaction, it happens. You know, you come across some humans, kind of need skinning.
You do notice that this area is really free of homeless people?
Yeah. Or squirrels. Or just life in
general.
I've been here after dark. I don't hear one cricket. They know not to fucking crick
make
over
noise.
Here. Yeah. Remember when I said the last time we were over at Bryce's house at our other recording studio, how eerily quiet it was. The birds were terrified.
I told you there's a reason for that.
Yeah, and now I know that apparently Bryce's house was built on a bird graveyard. You know, just like countless bird houses, just like crushed and burnt. On their fucking, like, their foundation. Jesus, wept. And they cough at the same time? What the French toast?
That's teamwork right there.
Okay, so what's going to take for me, you know, are you guys looking for, like, a new member of the team? Like, maybe a new member of the family?
You need a punching bag.
Training equipment.
She didn't even disagree. She's like, yeah, no, we need more equipment, yeah.
We can always use some more training equipment.
Replace the bag.
I don't take a punch quite as well as you do.
Is that the whole reason why you brought me on as a part of the show? Just sort of like
told you that last week.
Hey, it's, you know, the three of us. Yeah, we're having a good time. And all of a sudden, guess what? Bree's here. Hey, Bree. And I was the one. I was the one that said, Bree, hey, have a seat next to me. Let's have a chat. Enjoy this time with us on the podcast. Don't hang out in the back. You just, you know, have a good time with us. And now I realize that you are fucking need to be feared by every person that draws breath.
So on your list of regrets, Jim.
Coming here, number one. Number two, not notifying my next of fucking kin. I would think
number one would be asking her to sit next to you, knowing...
She's so unassuming. And Bryce, too, is like, you know, if I sat down
the
on a bus...
The mark of a good assassin.
If I walked onto a bus, okay, there's like Bryce, maybe like a bunch of, like, you know,
ne'er-do-wells in the back.
It's like, you know, well, here's Bryce. You know, there's like two seats available. There's like there's some really creepy, like, tweaker or whatever, like, you know, talking with scabs or whatever. You know, and then there's Bryce sitting there reading like a Willamette Week. I'm just like, well, I'll sit next to this gentleman. He seems kind of nice and unassuming. And then like he looks here, he's like, you smell nice. What is that? fear. I'm gonna wear your skin as a suit, boy. Like, I honestly, I wouldn't know until it's
too late. You sat down and suddenly heard Goodbye Horses.
And I ran not far enough.
She a big old fat person.
Looking for Big Jim. Is he one of those
big old? Are you a big old fat person?
Are you like a size 18? I need a size 18. So, James, you and I are the only ones that are non-killers. Have you ever seen someone's life leave their eyes, or?
You're the only one who's a non-killer.
Oh, come on, James. Come on. I know you. You and I are the only ones that ever had
our lives. I'm not accomplished at it.
No. We've had our lives removed from us, okay, from the fucking terrestrial radio. We're the victims time and fuck time again. They're the ones that take lives. Why the fuck haven't you killed? Why haven't you killed fucking Mike Tierney or fucking Chris Paddock? Why the fuck?
When was the last time you heard from them?
I mean, it was like. Especially Paddock. Wow. Okay, we're gonna edit that out, right? Okay, it's not gonna. Clap, clap. Okay, that's not. That doesn't need to make the actual air. But I mean, if he's still missing.
He's limbering up.
Nothing popped.
Bryce, I kind of feel like you're like a unused member of like a Mortal Kombat fucking game platform.
Hadouken!
Like,
wrong,
you know,
game.
Have you used Bryce? You know, he can shoot. He can like dislocate his body. Like, you know, Scorpion throws that like, get over here. It's like just part of Bryce comes over. He's like, nope. I'll get over there when I get to you.
Part of him comes over, but it's not the part you want.
Yeah, no. It's an arm that has a gun on it. It's pointing towards your face. Okay, so you guys have both shot guns, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so first guns you guys ever fired, and what age?
M4, 18.
Okay, so let's pretend for a hot minute that I'm a total fucking mongoloid. What is an M4 18?
M4 at 18.
At 18. An okay. M4 is a. It's
so you,
AR.
So you
an
M4 at 18 paces.
So you shot an M4 at an 18-year-old? Is that?
At age 18.
And what was his name before he died? Like, what was the name of your
that's
sorry,
classified.
That's classified. Shh. Bryce, are you looking up the name? Are you looking up the?
There's so many.
The Google Earth search of oh, well, here's his shit. So is
his dossier.
M4 was it an assault rifle? I'm assuming.
Yes, it is an assault rifle. That's the gun.
Oh, that's pretty. Oh, that's like a. That, okay, again.
That's not total, the gun you'll be killed total, by.
Well, no, obviously not. No, it'll be close quarters. It'll be close quarters.
This is close
that,
quarters.
That to me looks like a. And again, I'm not saying that I know much. Not fooled you at all in that whole capacity. But that to me looks kind of like an M16.
It is.
Is it in the same family?
Yeah.
It's the
main difference
the,
is
the child
let
of
the
M16.
Lady speak. Lady, so what how far is that the lesbian sister of the M16? Is that the bi-curious cousin that shows up at Thanksgiving? Like a new laser sight.
I love that
or
you think by making her laugh you're going to make her aim waver.
I'm just stalling for time. I'm hoping that, you know,
someone will call you in missing.
Dot 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 dash dash
should,
dot.
Should
dot,
we
dot,
show him the message
dot,
we got
dot,
from
dash,
Malia?
Dash dash dot dot dot. Tell my wife I love her. I have a daughter, god damn it.
And that's why she's done with you.
Ouch, Jesus. You've seen. We've got. We'll train her better than you were trained. I feel like, you know, I'm gonna go missing, and then, you know, but we feel bad that, you know, Jim, you know, disappeared during the podcast. Why don't you let Pooba go ahead and hang out with us for a while? Next thing I know, she's like a fucking like full on like what was that movie? The TV show with Jessica Alba.
Dark Angel.
Dark Angel. Yeah. Yes. She becomes a Dark Angel, and all of a sudden, like, she knows she's
that's her code name.
Head. Yeah. Dark Pooba. Okay, so that was the first gun that you fired was the M4 19 42. Hut! Hut!
No.
Alabama! So the M.
When did Christopher Walken get here?
Here's the thing. I've got many guns. They shoot so many bullets. It's weird. It's so strange.
And now you're going into Old Yenta. What's going on?
Okay,
your fear is taking over, Jim.
Again, still selling for. I kind of feel like.
Bury it down.
The Hills Have Eyes. Like, you know, you already know you're dead. You're just waiting for them to actually pull the trigger. But you know what? Stall for it. Make them be entertained during that whole time. Bree, the first gun that you ever fired. Okay, without your fingerprints on it, that's fine. It doesn't matter. The VIN number has been... Is it the VIN number? The
serial number.
The VIN number. Did you shoot a car? You shot a car at somebody? What fucking kind of gun shoots a car?
One you don't want to be on the wrong end of.
I had a Browning M64, and it shoots all Mazda Miatas. And it just destroys some shit.
She's got a gun that fires pterodactyl.
How fucking... Again, just stalling for time. Just hoping. Maybe this will be the chance that Jim gets to get toward the... No? Not going to happen? All right. So Bree, what was the first gun you ever fired?
I can't remember. It's been a while.
So many victims. So much time.
Yeah.
Just so... Her casual delivery, that's what makes you... You are hilarious in that way. Could you please maybe, I'm just thinking out loud here, just maybe spare my life?
We'll see.
Sounds like a no. All right, so. could you play the Hulk walking away, you know,
no.
song at the end
no,
of this
you don't
episode?
Get, you
no?
don't get any.
It'll just, you know, at the end nothing. Of The Sopranos, you know.
Just fades to black and that's it. Or the audio equivalent of fading to black.
I remember the first time I ever actually got a chance to fire a gun. I was up in the hills with Don Frost, and we had some AKs, and his friend had an AR-15, which, I mean, oh my God. Like, if my erection could be a gun, it would be an AR-15. Because James is looking at us, just like, I'm disgusted, and yet I somehow want to hear more about what you're saying. But
that's an erection that needs to be cut.
Again, I've never actually had in my hands like a fully automatic, you know, firearm before, and like maybe your hand is like, you know, your hand is like small little meat and bones and stuff, and you hold like this heavy piece of metal in your hands, and you hold the trigger down. Also, just
take this out of context; it's going to sound so dirty.
Fucking yeah. Go ahead and do what you do. Just do what you do. But like, you know, just like this, like, you know, metal after metal just being thrown out there. Don stood behind me as I'm, like, you know, seriously almost ejaculating into my jeans. Is that too much? I mean, just... Okay, the nod says yes. Okay, just being very excited... Your window's open, by the way. Being very excited about the fact that I'm firing this gun, Don walked around behind me and took a small rock and threw it at my ass. Well, no, he didn't good game me. Because then I'd be firing and crying and coming at the same time.
He'd be totally.
There's an
confused.
Image, right?
Very hard to
He'd
keep your
so
eye.
He'd be so confused.
The crosshairs are just like, it's all kind of blurry. Just kill for Jesus. It gets weird. Again, good name for the show.
Kill for Jesus.
I think Breeze.
Isn't that called the Bible?
Still better.
Or the Quran, or whatever book you subscribe to.
But no, Don stood behind me with a small rock, and he threw it at my ass. I'm wearing, like little shorts or whatever, and totally pinged me in the butt cheek. And I swear to God, I thought it was a ricochet. I'm like, oh, you got hit.
I'm down. Man down.
You got hit. So I start
calling the medevac.
So I start freaking the fuck out, right? I pinch the crosshairs at the end of the barrel. Of the rifle, as if, like, you know, it's like a bad diaper that's got full of shit. Like, I'm pinching the end of the barrel. I'm like, I'm done. I'm done with this. Whose is this? Take this away from me. I think I'm bleeding. I think I'm bleeding right now. Yeah. So that
oh,
was.
Oh, I would have paid good money to see that.
So if you guys could imagine, like, whatever, like, random, like, you know,
I just hear him crying like a girl.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't crying. I was sounding off as I was trained. My drill sergeant said, like, you know what? Suddenly he got a pair. He's like, I don't have a pair. I've got one.
I've been shot in my butt.
When I fart, it whistles. Yeah, so enjoy that. That's fine. That's
Uh,
So this is my last show. I thought it was going to be a musical show. I thought we were going to do, you know, Goodbye Horses or whatever. But that's more like Goodbye Jim at this point, so. So what is your accuracy like? Like when you have a gun?
Oh, you'll find out.
you missed my vital organs. Didn't miss that one. Nope. Right there. Do you prefer like handgun? Do you prefer like, you know, rifle? Do you prefer fully automatic, semi-automatic?
Whatever gets the job done.
I'm not asking you, sir. I'm asking the woman's going to take my life.
I'm the man who cleans the guns for her. I know.
He knows. He would know.
Have you ever seen a javelin in action?
What's that?
Have you ever seen a javelin in action?
Like a long pole of just pain and metal and death?
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I saw that remember Revenge of the Nerds, like LeVar? Like, yeah, like, you know, little thing.
Wrong javelin.
It was a cock javelin. you threw a cock. Is that the same? Is that the same?
No. Not even.
No? Bryce just reaches for his eye and says, let me show you what a javelin's supposed to do.
Let me educate you on what is going to happen to you.
How much do you, I mean, when's the last time, do you go to like the shooting range or do you prefer to like just go up in the hills
live
and shoot
targets.
Shit? Again, not asking you, asking the woman's going to take my life.
I think that says it all.
You're stalling, fat man. Doesn't matter. Run as far as you like. You know what?
Run as much as you want. You're just gonna die tired.
You're gonna die tired, exactly. Just let me live.
Might as well just sit there and be comfortable.
Again, I'm a father. I have a child. Just kinda,
doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
She's ours now.
No, she's not ours. We're hers. That's how that works. The fuck is that? Oh, there's a little woodland scene. Great. What the fuck? Oh, okay. So like a service to air.
Yeah.
Essentially.
Is this what gets you hard? Is it what you watch before you have sex with your?
This is his porn. Yeah.
It goes.
he's just like, shh. Don't worry about it.
It'll track you. Lock onto the target.
Yeah.
It fires the rocket out. It goes straight up. And then it comes straight down on top of it.
And what, just like rains like beanie babies or like, you know. Like
yes, Jim, that's exactly.
Smiles and sunshine.
Rainbows and skittles.
Understanding, like little pieces of paper. Just like, you know what, maybe we should talk this out. Maybe we should, you know, not fight so much and cause so much destruction. Maybe we should just work things out between the two of, no, no one, not at all. So this is Jim signing off. We had something to talk about today, and I made the horrible mistake of bringing Bree in here, and then realizing, oh my God, so I'm surrounded by killers. It's like realizing, was it there's that movie Four Rooms, where at the end there's that part where, like, you know, it's like the meat cleaver. You know, every time you flip the Zippo, if it doesn't light, then, like, you know, you lose a finger. That's kind of what I feel like I'm in right now. But instead of a finger, it's my life in five different little pieces. And I'm not going to... I don't even have a light. I have no lighter. I have no lighter. I've got two sticks right now. I got two sticks. I'm Jimmy Two Sticks over here trying to make life make sense. Bree and Bryce, I've realized now today, are related. Which, again, as strange as it is, kind of makes sense. Both kind of quiet. Both will end my life. Thank God. I got a text message back. I feel like I'm in a Stephen King novel. Like, finally, I've got one bar. Someone got back to me. Please. Please.
As your battery dies.
He's desperately trying to dig the phone out.
It's in my goddamn hoodie.
I just want to tell someone.
Oh, no. It died on me. All right.
Should have charged it up before you came over.
So, James, final thoughts on today's show? Final thoughts?
I'm just curious how long she's going to hold that gun against you there.
Well, I mean...
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.